So today's daf is Psachim daf Tzadites. I'm going to start on the Gemara on the bottom of Tzadiches Amud Beis, and three lines from the bottom of Tzadiches Amud Beis, the Gemara. So the Gemara there says Tadu Rabbanan. So the Gemara is talking about different, different Musar from that we learn from this Mishnah. Amar Lahem. So let's say a group that lots its Korban Pesach, and one of them went to find it. So if he said that if I come late, and that if he comes late, that they should be his shaliach to do the shechting of the Korban Pesach. Right? They lose the Korban Pesach. He's going to look for it, but he tells them, if I come late, shech the Korban Pesach, a new one, on my behalf. And they tell him that if he finds the Korban Pesach, he should be their messenger to shecht for them. Ochel min harishon. So then the shaliach and everyone in the group should eat from the first Korban Pesach that was shechted, and the second one that was burnt. Lo amar lohen velo amru lo. If nobody said anything to each other, ein machvarim ze lozeh. Everyone eats from their own. Nobody made anyone else the messenger of the other one. Mikan amru chachamim yafa shtika lachachamim. From here, the chachamim learn that shtika, silence, is good. Because if they would say to each other to be a shaliach for the shechting of the Korban Pesach, then they would all have to eat from the first korban that was shechted, and the second one has nothing, no way to fix it, and it's burnt. But if they don't say anything, then you can eat both korbanos Pesach. So because you're not responsible for each other, so we see shtika, silence, is good. Kavachomer latipshim. Certainly, silence is good for foolish people. Shedevar gab evil. So even a foolish person who is silent, that's not considered foolishness, but it's considered that he's a wise person. So in other words, in this halachic ruling, it was better to be silent, because then you don't have a korban that's being burnt, than saying something. So in general, it's good to be silent. So let's say two people, they mix up their korbanos Pesach. So we said that that what happens? So each one... they appoint another person from the marketplace to join them, and then they pull away, and then they sort of flip. They say, the Mishnah said that basically everyone, they say, if this one's my Pesach, so then you're registered with me, and if this is your Pesach, I'm registered with you. So the Mishnah said, the Gemara says, Leva Masdisi, let's say our Mishnah is the Loki Rabbi Yehuda. That our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, because the Baisa says, Im Yimat Habayis Mios Misa, the word Im Yimat Malame, Shemismatim Behochim, that you're allowed to minimize, have fewer people, and to withdraw your registration from your own Korban Pesach. You need at least one person who is registered from the initial group to be around. In other words, that when it says im yimat, means that there still is at least one person who's registered in from the korban. So you have 10 people; they registered for a particular animal. 9 of them can pull out, but you need at least one of them who's left. Even if other people become registered in between, so you still need one person registered to the animal from the original group at the time when they purchased it. So that's Rabbi Huda, the Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yossi says, Ovad Shalom Yanichu Es HaPesach Kamoshehu. Rabbi Yossi says that, no, it's sufficient even if the whole first group wants to withdraw their registration from the Pesach. That's fine. They can appoint new people. The key is, as long as the Korban Pesach does not remain without any owners at all. But you don't need someone from the original group to still be registered. In our Mishnah, we have a situation where if you have two individuals and they don't know which animal belongs to whom, and they was already registered, so everyone should appoint a new guy, and everyone and each one of them should go to the person from the marketplace that he appointed, and he should say that if they mixed up their korbanos, then then basically then they're withdrawing from their original from this, you know, if I'm holding the one that I'm not that I didn't register, so then I'm withdrawing, okay, and I am and I'm registered on the with the Korban Pesach of the other guy, the new guy from the marketplace. So then what emerges is that I could be in a situation right now. The whole point is that we register a new guy, we register a new guy, so that when I if I'm withdrawing from my original one, there's still a second guy who's registered to the original Korban. But the problem is he wasn't around at the time of the original when I originally purchased it. So that would be against Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda holds that that this solution won't help, because if it was only one and one, it was me and another guy, and we mixed up our korbanos, and I'm saying, and I make, and I bring another guy, so that, and I say that, okay, you know, and I basically am saying that, you know, maybe I'll switch to this new animal, maybe I won't, depending on what, on, you know, depending on the situation, which is the real korban. But if I'm removing myself from my original korban, so then that would be a violation of Rabbi Yehuda. So Abba Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afilu tebek Rabbi Yehuda." Even if our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, can't the Rabbi Yehuda eat shochli with special yochim? Yehuda says you can't even check the Korban Pesach for an individual. It's not a problem, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you always need. Our Mishnah is talking about you need two people to register to begin with. So if and even if the Korbanos Pesach were not mixed, you still need at least two people, because if you don't appoint another person, then you can't check the Korban Pesach with one person, and therefore the ke'echam de'chabur adabi, and therefore when this new guy comes from the marketplace and he registers with this individual, he is considered one of the original group. Since according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could only shech the korban for two people, then there's a chumra and a kula. The chumra, the certainty is you need to shech for two people. The kula, the leniency is that the second guy that's registered, whenever he is registered, it's considered as if he registered at the time of the purchase. So then you have two people, and then even if you knock out one, you know that the You know, in other words, the second guy is definitely considered registered. Let's say it was registered on animal A, and you're saying that if animal A was the wrong one, so I'm going to eat, you know, animal B. So you still have at least one person registered for animal A. Amar Vashi says, Mas nisi nami deka. Our Mishnah also infers that halacha. Why? The katani, because we learn in the Mishnah, v'chein chamesh chaburo shel chamisha chamisha. If you have five groups that are divided into five people, so shel chamisha in this works that if you have five groups of five people, aval shel chamisha varba lo. But if one of the groups there's only four people, so now you don't have enough to be for one person for each group, that would not work. Why? Lav mishum de lo payish chad mivnei chabur gabei. Is it not because there's at least one person registered on each animal, right? Because the goal is you have five people of five groups, so you make sure that you know each one is registered is connected to at least one of these animals. But if the group of four would split only to four Korbanos Pesach, then what emerges is you have five new groups, and in four of them they have five people, and one from every group that was initially, and the fifth is only four people. And you don't ha right, and so that's a problem, because you're concerned that maybe that animal right now that's found with the fifth group, maybe that was in the group of four, then you don't have any original owners. So that would be a problem. But according to Rav Yossi, the first group of four can simply appoint someone from the marketplace. So then that wouldn't be a problem. So the fact that you need five groups of five people means that what it means here is the following: then each that you can't have four. You know, you can't add, according to the last thing, you can add someone from the marketplace. Why? Because we are holding like Rabbi Yehuda that you need someone who was there at the time of the registration. And it's only in a case where originally when you register, you'll register one person, I registered one for my korban, you registered one from your korban, then we assume the second person, it's as if he was there at the time of the registration. Only in that case we say that. But in a case of five people, so then we only count by the time of the registration, and you would not be allowed to appoint a new guy from the marketplace if it would mean that there was nobody in one of the korbanos at the time of the when you purchased it. So that's why when the Mishnah says you need five groups of five people, that would work, but five groups of four people would not work, and you can't take someone from the marketplace. That would not be like Rabbi Yossi, but that would be like Rabbi Yehuda Shmamina. So we can prove that from there. Okay, so we finished the Hadron Allah Misha Hayatame. So now we're going to do the 10th parak, which is an easier parak. So there we're going to start Sadi Testament base. Erev Pesachim, Sabach LaMincha, Lo Yochal Lama Shetechsha. Erev Pesach, close to Mincha, a little bit, we generally assume it's a half an hour before Mincha. You can't eat until it gets dark. Afilu Adi Shebi Yisrael, Lo Yochal Ad Sheyaseh. You can't, even a poor person, that's the first halacha. Second halacha is, even a poor person should not eat until he leaves. Even a poor person has to pretend like he's a free, imagine like he's a free person, and he has to recline. And everyone has to have at least four cups of wine, even if you're collecting for the poor man's pot. So we have sort of three different halachos. You know, the first halacha was a little bit related to what we spoke about on, regarding Purim falls on an Erev Shabbos. So there are two different opinions, really, as to when you should start the Suda. If you start the Suda, Samach LaMincha Gedola, which is Chatzos, right? Mincha Gedola is, let's say, half an hour, 6.5 hours in the day, halacha gars in the day. So therefore, Samach would be half an hour before would be Chatzos. That would say you should start the Suda Samach LaMincha Gedola, which would be Chatzos. Or does it mean Samach LaMincha Ketana, which is Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours in the day, and so Samach would be 9 hours in the day, half an hour before, and that would be sort of the second time that we had, which is around like 2:56. We want to finish the Suda by then. So what's the reason for that? Let's say Erev Pesach. So Lo Yochal, Rashi says, because you want to eat it for an appetite. So the Gemara says, Ma'ir Arve Pesachim, why are you only mentioning this halacha by Erev Pesach? I feel Arve Shabbos of Yom Tovim, Nami. This halacha applies even Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. The Tanya, because we learn in Hebrew, So Lo Yochal Arve Shabbos Yom Tovim, Minim Echol Ma'ala, Kedei Shei Kadosh the Shabbos, Kishuhu Taiva. You're not supposed to eat Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov from Mincha and on. In other words, if it's Mincha Ketana from the 2.5 hours before the night, so that you can have an appetite for the Shabbos meal. Diva Rabbi Huda, this is opinion Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yossi says, Ochav Olach Asher Techshach. He says, no, you can eat all the way until dark. So Rabbi Huda says, Lo Tricha El Rabbi Yossi, Da'omer Ochav Olach Asher Techshach. So our Mishnah is only necessary according to Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi normally holds an Erev Shabbos every Yom Tov. You don't have to worry about it. You can eat until it gets dark. It's not a concern. But Hani Mili, this only applies by Arve Shabbos Yom Tovim. This only applies to Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov. Avol Erev Pesach, but Erev Pesach, Mishum Chiyuva de Matzah, because of the obligation of Matzah. So Mode Rapapa, Rapapa admits, Mode. So Rabbi Yossi would admit that there's a different halacha, Erev Pesach versus Erev Shabbos Yom Tov. We're more concerned on Erev Pesach because you need to have an appetite that we're going to say you can't eat Samach LaMincha, but Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov, we're not as concerned. Rapapa says that Filu Tema Rabbi Yehuda, that even if you want to say that, that even if you, but by the way, the reason for this would be because that could be that eating on Shabbos, the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos is only midrabanan, midivrei kabbalah, from the Navi, from Yeshayahu, but when it comes to So the idea of an appetizer is less of a pressure as opposed to when it comes to eating matzah. So that might be a doraisa. So that might be why Rabbi Yossi feels more strongly for making sure you have an appetite for it. Rav Papa says, Afilu Teima, even if you want to say Rabbi Yehuda, even say that our mission is necessary according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hasam ba'arbei shabbosos v'yomim tovim min ha'mincha l'mala huda asir, samuch l'mincha shari. That there, by Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov, from mincha on, you can't eat, but samuch l'mincha, you can eat. So when it comes to Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov, the prohibition is mincha. But an Erev Pesach, even samuch l'mincha nami asir. Even samuch l'mincha is asir. So that's the difference, mincha versus samuch l'mincha. Mari says, wait, is that really true? With Erev Shabbos, Samuch Mincha Shari, is it really true that Erev Shabbos, that's close to Mincha, half an hour before Mincha, is it permitted? V'hatanya, we hold it in a brisa, lo yochal adam be'erev Shabbos v'yomim tovim, miteisha shol sulamala. You shouldn't eat on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, from 9 hours and on, so that you can enter Shabbos when you have an appetite. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer Ocha v'holach ad she'tachshach. Rabbi Yossi said, no, you can eat until it gets dark. So we have a braisa that says that, no, this machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Yehuda is not 9.5 hours in the day. It's 9 hours in the day. It's samach l'mincha as well. So how can Rav Papa say what he says, that Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos by half an hour? We have a brisa which says that even Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov is from 9 hours and on, you can't eat until it gets dark. So Amar Marzutra says that Man Le Malon Dimitaratzlihi. Who's going to tell us that the second brisa is the correct one? In other words, we had two different brisas. We had one brisa that says that the timing. For Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov, the first brisa said you have to stop at Mincha. The second brisa says Samach L'Mincha. So who said the second brisa is the correct one? Dilma Mishabashtehi. Maybe it's a mistake. Maybe the second brisa is really the mistake, and the first brisa is the correct one, which says from 9.5 hours, and therefore,
Rabbi, what is Samach L'Mincha?
Is a half an hour before Mincha. Mincha is a zman. Mincha means 9.5. Let's assume it's Mincha Katana. That's a general assumption. It's Mincha Katana, which is 9.5 hours in a day. That's the time. The difference between that is that's the time when you can bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim on a regular on a. So normally speaking, they would bring the Tamid Shel Beit Arbayim by Mincha Gedola, which is 12.5 hours in the day. I'm sorry, 12:30, 6.5 hours in the day. On Erev Pesach, they would bring it 9.5 hours in the day because they have to bring a lot of other stuff. I'm sorry, because we bring the Korban Pesach after the Tamid, yes. We bring the Korban Pesach after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So during we want to have a lot of time Erev Pesach. So Erev Pesach, you would bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim 6.5 hours in the day, halachic hours in the day. And so you have a lot of time to bring the Korban Pesach. During a regular day, you would bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim by Mincha Ketana by 9.5 hours in the day. And you want to give more time because you bring, let's say you want to bring all your personal sacrifices, that has to be brought between the Korban Tamim Shel Shachar and the Korban Tamim Shel Bein Arbayim. So you don't have as much time to bring your personal korbanos, so we want to make it, you know, later. So the latest time would be 9.5 hours in the day. So that's Mincha Ketana. Samach Mincha Ketana is a half an hour before that. So let's say the day begins at 6, ends at 6. So Mincha Ketana would be 9.5 hours in the day, which would be 3:30, and Samach Mincha would be 3 o'clock. Okay.
Mincha Gedola would be from 12 or from 12:30.
So Mincha Gedola would be 12:30, and Samach Mincha Gedola would be 12. Okay.
And that's why it's Mincha Gedola is an extra half hour in theory. That's why it's Gedola.
No, it's good. Mincha Gdol means the earlier time, the Mincha Gdol, Mincha Tana. The Mincha Gdol is the earlier time when the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Harvayim was brought, and that was brought on Erev Pesach at that time. So that's
so the Mincha Gedolah would go from 12:30 to 3:30 or to 3?
No, Mincha Gdol is a time. Mincha Gdol time, it's 12. Right. It's 12:30.
12:30.
That's a time. Mincha Gdol in our fact pattern, Mincha Gdol is a time period. It's 6.5 halachic hours into the day.
Mincha Gdol. So it's not a time period. It's just a start time.
It is, well, or an end time, either one.
Right.
It's a time. It's a time. So let me say it again. So Mincha Gdola is a time. Is a time in the day. It's 6.5 halachic hours in the day. The day begins at 6 a.m. and finishes at 6 p.m. So Mincha Gdola is, it would be at 12:30 p.m. For example, that for our purposes, that's the earliest time you can daven minchas. What we call Mincha Gdola. Mincha Ketana is 9.5 halachic hours in the day. The day begins at 6 a.m. and finishes at 6 p.m. So then you have until Mincha Tana is 3:30 p.m. right? 9.5 hours after 6 a.m. is 3:30. Just an example, plag mincha, right? Because, you know, plag sometimes early you can make Shabbos. So plag is half. Plag means half. That's half the time between Mincha Tana and sunset. So in our fact pattern, that would be 4:45 between 3:30 and 6 o'clock. That's 2.5 hours, so half of that time is 1 hour and 15 minutes, should be 4:45. For our purposes here, in our mesechta, right, in our parak here, so we're saying that they're generally assuming it's mincha ketana. So we're saying that you can eat up until mincha ketana, which would be 3:30, or sabach la mincha ketana, which would be 3 o'clock. So we have one brisa. So clearly, in our mishnah says in erev Pesach you can only eat until 3 o'clock. But Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, what the first brisa says, you can eat until 3:30, and according to the second brisa, you can eat only until 3 o'clock. And so Mar Zutra says, maybe the second brisa is the mistake, and the first brisa is really the first brisa is correct, and the first brisa which says you can eat until 3:30 on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, but on Erev Pesach you only eat until 3 o'clock. So that's why our Mishnah even follows Rabbi Yehuda. Let me just read a few more lines so we can finish this. So, Amalei Memreimar Vitemba Rav Yemar, but Memreimar says from Rizuch, and some say it was Rav Yemar. Ane Ikale Lapirkid or Pinchas Breder Vami become Tane Vitane Kame Vikibla Mine, but we learned the Brisa that actually was 9 hours. In other words, the Brisa for Erev Shabbos of Yom Tov was also. That mincha, it was also samach lemincha. You can eat also samach lemincha, like the second brisa, and he accepted it. So therefore, that seems to be the acceptable. Wadi hachi kash. If that's the case, then it's a question on Rav Papa, who says that a mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Can't be, because Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov is also that. It would also be nine hours in the day. Would also be samach lemincha. Ela machaber to Rav Huda. So therefore, Rav Huda's answer makes more sense to say that a mishnah is only like Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Erev Pesach, you always have to stop eating samach lemincha, so that you have an appetite for Shabbos, Yom Tov, Pesach. But Rabbi Yosef holds as a difference that in Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, you stop, you can eat all the way until the evening, and on Erev Pesach though you have to stop samach lemincha. Okay. All right, everyone, have a wonderful day.